Will Alex Ryder take over? Page 106.
14-year-old Alex Ryder's parents are dead. He lives with his uncle, Ian Ryder, a banker. But Ian is killed in a mysterious car crash, and Alex suddenly finds his world turned upside down. After the funeral, he is kidnapped by his uncle's employers, Mr. Blunt and Mrs. Jones. Over dinner, they tell Alex what his uncle's real job was and why he has been kidnapped. Alex is dumbfounded. Alex waited until the food had been served. Blunt and Mrs. Jones drank red wine. He stuck to water. Finally, Blunt began.
"As I'm sure you've gathered," he said, "the Royal and General is not a bank. In fact, it doesn't exist. It's nothing more than a cover. And it follows, of course, that your uncle had nothing to do with banking. He worked for me. My name, as I told you at the funeral, is Blunt. I am chief executive of the Special Operations Division of MI6, and your uncle was, for want of a better word, a spy."
Alex couldn't help smiling. "You mean, like James Bond?"
"Similar, although we don't go in for numbers. 00 and all the rest of it. He was a field agent, highly trained and very courageous. He successfully completed assignments in Iran, Washington, Hong Kong and Cairo, to name but a few. I imagine this must come as a bit of a shock to you."
Alex thought about the dead man, what he had known of him, his privacy, his long absences abroad, and the times he had come home injured. A bandaged arm one time, a bruised face another. Little accidents, Alex had been told. But now it all made sense.
"I'm not shocked," he said.
Blunt cut a neat slice of meat.
"Ian Ryder's luck ran out on his last mission," he went on. "He had been working undercover here in England, in Cornwall, and was driving back to London to make a report when he was killed. You saw his car at the yard."
"Stryker and Son," Alex muttered. "Who are they?"
"Just people we use. We have budget restraints. We have to contract some of our work out. Mrs. Jones here is our head of special operations. She gave your uncle his last assignment."
"We're very sorry to have lost him, Alex." The woman spoke for the first time. She didn't sound very sorry at all.
"Do you know who killed him?"
"Yes."
"Are you going to tell me?"
"No, not now."
"Why not?"
"Because you don't need to know. Not at this stage."
"All right." Alex put down his knife and fork. He hadn't actually eaten anything. "My uncle was a spy. Thanks to you, he's dead. I found out too much, so you knocked me out and brought me here. Where am I, by the way?"
"This is one of our training centres," Mrs. Jones said.
"You've brought me here because you don't want me to tell anyone what I know. Is that what this is all about? Because if it is, I'll sign the Official Secrets Act or whatever it is you want me to do. But then I'd like to go home. This is all crazy anyway, and I've had enough. I'm out of here."
Blunt coughed quietly. "It's not quite as easy as that," he said.
"Why not?"
"It's certainly true that you did draw attention to yourself both at the Breakers Yard and then at our offices on Liverpool Street. And it's also true that what you know and what I'm about to tell you must go no further. But the fact of the matter is, Alex, we need your help."